are concluding the 3 hours of Rosie on the House. We're going to conclude it with a question from Deanna that I know is a very pervasive problem throughout Arizona. It's so pervasive. We've been dealing it with homeowners really for as long as I've been here. Since I've been in business in the early 70s, we've been dealing with this issue. So, Deanna, we're going to let you go ahead and ask your question, state the dilemma you're fighting, and then we're going to take you through it step by step, okay?
Thank you, Rosie. And you do certainly have a wonderful educational show.
Thank
I really
you.
Enjoy it.
Thank you very much.
Now, the problem. for about 2 years, we have had this problem. Recently, we have had two major, I won't say the name, but two major companies, plumbing companies, that have come out. And we show them our bathroom. It's the middle bathroom in a manufactured home. And the home is 32 by 76. It's 2003. So it's not a real old home.
Okay.
But anyway, the smell comes up, but it comes and goes. And most of the time, it will come up in the afternoon, starting around 1, and it gets unbelievable, unbearable. All through the afternoon, and about 5 or 6 o'clock, it starts fading.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, it's been going on for a couple of years. We've been putting it off. We've been flushing it. We've been running water down it. We've put enzymes, we've put bleach, we've put a liquid plumber, and nothing stops it. Now, when these companies came out, they merely walked around, flushed it, put bleach in it, and said, well, we don't know what it is. And not a one of them crawled under our manufactured home, which I thought was part of the problem. But anyway, that's the situation.
This manufactured home is mounted up on a stem wall with a nice crawl space underneath it.
Yes, about, it's up 4 or 5 feet.
Yeah. Okay. Now, you said it was 70 feet long. The 70-foot axis, does it run north and south, or does it run east and west?
Yes, it's 76 feet, and it runs north and south.
Okay. And are the bathrooms on the east side of the house or the west side of the house?
This bathroom that's giving us problem is on the west. And there's a huge porch we have that's built on, that's the length of the home. And I might mention we're on the septic tank.
Okay. That shouldn't matter. Now, that porch does not have a parapet built around it, does it? It's a flat shed, watershed roof.
Well, I'm not sure what you mean by a parapet. We have a fence around it on the top
okay.
of it. It has a block wall from the ground up 4 feet or so around the porch.
Okay, that shouldn't impact it. Okay, generally speaking, and you've already told me a couple things about your house that make it a little bit different. Generally, we're dealing with a house that's on a east-west axis.
Mm-hmm.
And the bathroom is on the north side of the house. That's 60% of all the homes that have a stink problem?
Pretty much.
And it's our prevailing winds out of the southwest come up the slope roof on the south side, hit the ridge, and curl down the backside, creating positive pressure on the vent pipe, sending the methane gas back into the house. We generally solve that, Deanna, very simply by raising the vent pipes on the roof of your home. And that very well may be the very first least expensive place you can start. Try and get the vent pipes. If they're only 8, 9, 10, or 12 inches above your roof, go ahead and extend them another couple feet and see if that doesn't solve it. Stan, that's always where we start, number one.
That's number one. Yep.
Number two.
It's
a figure of speech.
It's like peeling an onion. Oh, I was a little bit slow on the uptake on that one, sorry.
Well, now, Rosie, these plumbers, I said, could it be the vents? And he said, no, there is no vents except in the wall.
Yeah, that may be part.
They never once told me there was anything on the roof.
Yeah, and it may be one of those one-way vents that they put in a lot of modular homes, and that could be the problem.
You may not have vents that run through the roof, and it's entirely possible that that is the problem. And in
he
that case, you'd have
look.
To open.
He did not look.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, he didn't know what he was looking for. He was looking for probably a water leak or some kind of a leak in the system itself, a fluid leak rather than a vapor leak.
And that's what you need to understand. Generally, these odor smells are not a plumbing problem or a leak problem. They're a pressure problem. They're an air pressure problem. You even stated specifically it happens at a particular time of day. So we need all the common denominators like that. But, Deanna, we can solve this. I'll tell you, if just modifying the vent system doesn't solve it, we can actually put on activated carbon charcoal filters, which kills the sulfur bacteria, which is causing this odor. You solved it for a woman that had been fighting it for 15 years.
For 15 years. We put a power ventilator on one of her vent stacks and put her whole entire vent system under negative pressure and basically drew the air out, forced the air out of her system. So
actually found it was a minuscule leak under a dried out wax ring in the toilet
in the
hall bathroom.
So, yep.
Listen, we can solve this for you, Deanna. We may need to do a job site visit to do it. Folks, it's time for us to tune out. Join us at the Maricopa County Home and Garden Show at the Maricopa County Fairs today till 6 o'clock.
Happy trails to you until